Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's stance on immigration still seems to be a mixed message. Supporters and rivals alike are weighing in.
Some Trump supporters insisting their candidate cannot flip-flop on his central campaign issue. Sarah Palin warning in the Wall Street Journal there would be massive disappointment if Trump were to go down a path of wishy-washy positions. His reversal also provoking criticism from former rivals.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. A small town in Mississippi is in shock over the murders of two Catholic nuns in the home they shared. Correspondent Martin Savage tells us.
The authorities are saying that their bodies were found inside of their home. The scene there was described as grisly, another term that's been used to set the women were brutally murdered, believed to be stabbed to death.
For now, police are treating it as a robbery that escalated to murder. More than 4,000 Montgomery County school kids are not ready for the first day of school Monday. They still need to get their vaccinations.
It's required that incoming 7th graders are protected against diseases like meningitis and tetanus. Mary Anderson is a health department spokesperson.
Each year since the new law went into effect, we've had roughly this number at the end of June.
There is a 10-day grace period, but no vaccines can mean no school.
We have regularly scheduled immunization clinic throughout the summer, and then right again usually before the start of school.
There was a free clinic on Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Dennis Avenue Health Center in Silver Spring. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We are learning scant new details about last month's Metro derailment and the criminal investigation that resulted.
Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld ordered the criminal investigation into the derailment after employee interviews.
We're asking questions and we should be getting, you know, similar answers, and we're not.
Congresswoman Barbara Comstock believes the criminal investigation was open because Metro knew rail ties at East False Church were wearing out in 2009, but did nothing. Metro's chief safety officer says the problem was misclassified as something non-urgent. Comstock says,
you wouldn't have that kind of incident if somebody had a competent check anytime recently.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's going to be a derailment on Metro on Sunday. It's just a drill, though, an exercise to simulate what happens when a train goes off the track. Metro says the exercise will take place on Sunday on the elevated track approaching the Pentagon Station. Virginia is facing a rainy day, metaphorically, that is, as the state will now need to tap into its rainy day fund to help close a budget gap that Governor Terry McAuliffe will announce today. The shortfall is expected to reach nearly $1.5 billion. That'll require the state to tap into the Revenue Stabilization Fund, commonly called the Rainy Day Fund. The Maryland State Fair is underway.
It's one of those things that signals the end of summer in our area, the rides and attractions at the Maryland State Fair. And while the event is based on tradition, the fair is Edie Bernier says there are new attractions, among them a therapeutic horse exhibit.
We have Horses Healing Maryland's Military Riding Showcase. It's a therapeutic program that helps veterans along with the U.S. Army Caisson Platoon.
The fair, located in Timonium, runs through Labor Day. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,448, the NASDAQ at 52,12. Sports, the Nats avoid the sweep, beating the Orioles at Nationals Park. The Redskins host the Buffalo Bills tonight in their third preseason game. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
One night, 9 locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the 2 obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, and the 1 solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tomorrow at 11:30, hear healthcare expert Heidi Creighton at the Tyson's Corner Marriott.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, still pretty decent shape. In fact, the heaviest stretch of the Beltway, Maryland, will be topside on the outer loop as you come from College Park to George Avenue, and the inner loop just as you pass the exit for Route 1. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, sluggish each direction through Laurel. 95, fantastic, getting down through to the Beltway. 270, very brief delays once you get past Urbana and 109, then you're smooth sailing down toward Gaithersburg and Rockville. 66, a little bit lighter than normal. Beltway in Annandale. Slow, 395, only heavy right now in Landmark. Once you hit beyond, looks great through Shirlington across the 14th Street Bridge. Upper Marlboro recovering, still some activity on the shoulder on Route 4 westbound, right near the Showplace Arena. That crash had been moved out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're very warm this morning. May see a little overcast, but if I say a good deal of sunshine, that means a lot of sunshine out there. 97 humid degrees, will feel over 100, probably between 100 and 105. Tonight, some clouds, warm, 77. Sunshine, 94 tomorrow. Now, dew points do come down, so a little less humid, and then still warm on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Alexandria, 73 in Damascus, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. John McCain's Senate opponent says McCain is too old to stay in office. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07, getting your day started the right way here on Mornings on the Mall. At 8:05, we're going to check in with the Golden Girl, Olympian and Virginian, Jenny Thrasher. Boy, no one shoots a gun in the world as well as Jenny Thrasher, at least in her category, and she's going to be our guest. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail.
Well, we got another preseason game tonight. The Washington Redskins face off against the Buffalo Bills at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Joining us here to give us analysis of that is a Redskins elite long snapper. He's WMAL's analyst, and you see him on Comcast Sportsnet as a co-host over there, and he's a 12-time Emmy Award winner. I mean, your business card must be about a foot and a half long.
Yeah, but it's written on stone tablets because that's the only technology that I understand.
All right. Well, listen, good to have you, Trevor Maddich. All right, so I understand from the people who know this stuff that this is actually a preseason game that sort of matters.
It sort of matters because this is the one where the starters will play the most time. The starters will play at least a half, maybe more. Remember, last week was preseason game number two, and key starters like the starting quarterback and the all-pro left tackle and the all-pro wide receiver, guys like this didn't play at all, even though many of them were healthy and could have played. And so this is the one where the fans will be able to see the starters act like starters during the preseason.
All right, so how much time will Kirk Cousins actually get, do you expect?
He'll be at least a half, and it
really?
May be more. Yeah, and so the thing is, you've got to get that timing down. And last week he didn't play. So Kirk Cousins, the starting quarterback, in his second year as a starter, it's not like he's Tom Brady and he's been around for a decade and a half.
Yeah. Right.
He has a grand total of 5 pass attempts in the preseason so far.
Yeah.
So it'll be at least a half. If it goes well, then they'll take him out at halftime.
Well, what's the thinking behind that?
I mean, not to get him hurt, obviously, but
Is that only it? It's injury. And I think they're validated a little bit because with Trent Williams not having played the first two preseason games, he's their all-pro left tackle to protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The backup quarterback, Colt McCoy, has taken some hellacious hits on the pass rush. So every time that happens, the coaches are on the sideline thinking, better Colt than Kirk.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that and the danger of a quarterback in a preseason game, did we see what happened to Tony Romo last night?
Oh, our favorite Dallas Cowboy.
Yes, the good news story of the day, the feel-good story. He got leveled yesterday in the preseason game.
Wow.
They had to cart him out. They say he's fine now, but he got a hit to the back.
There is one other feel-good Dallas Cowboy story, though, and is they played at Seattle, and according to TMZ.com, their draft choice running back, Ezekiel Elliott, appears to be on video walking into a marijuana dispensary.
Now,
I don't know if he's denied that that's him or not. Either way, that's another Cowboys story that is just really fun if you're a Redskins fan.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah. All right, you mentioned Tom Brady. There's a guy who made a living snapping the ball to Tom Brady there for the New England Patriots, who now calls himself a Redskins. Brian Stork, is he showing? There was some rumor there that he was just going to retire instead of actually play for the Redskins, but is he showing up? When does he arrive? And will this be an addition?
See, now that is professional radio guy segue right there. That's awesome stuff right there.
That's what he does.
Larry, that's good stuff. Brian Stork traded to the Redskins for a conditional 7th-round pick. And the reason they let him go, the biggest reason, is because he's had concussions each of the last 4 years going back to his senior year in college, including this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a mild concussion earlier in training camp. That plus the fact that they think he's a bit of a loose cannon because he gets into fights all the time in practice.
Yeah.
And even in games, he's had issues with in the AFC Championship game last year against Denver, mm-hmm. he headbutted a Denver Bronco and got a penalty. In the AFC Championship game. So, you know, I think he was on three
but the Broncos,
anyway.
Sometimes Broncos deserve it sometimes, but I hear you.
Yeah.
But is this, he's not going to replace Corey Lichtensteiger, right? This is just.
Probably not. But what he would do is give good depth if he's able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick of the Patriots said that he wasn't reliable. And I think that had to do with his health and things like that. If he's able to give depth, he can play center and guard and tackle. And he started a Super Bowl and won one.
There you go.
So this is something that. And by the way, This regime with Scott McLuhan with the Redskins loves angry offensive linemen. So the fact that he's punching everybody out and headbutting the rest of them is a good thing.
That's in the plus column for us.
He's like a utility player on the front line. He doesn't have to play center.
No, he can play all across that line.
That makes sense. Then,
and that saves him a roster spot if they believe that his brain is not as sensitive as it might be.
Hmm.
So we got a round of cuts coming up, right?
Yeah.
We do.
Would you have any predictions, on this first round?
You know, surprises right now are not ready to go. I think Perry Riley, who's been a starter at linebacker, is a bit on the bubble. Because if he doesn't start, then he's got a $5 million cap number. And they'll say $5 million or so, depending on, you know, how the numbers work out, if they release him. And you don't keep a $5 million cap number as a backup linebacker. So he's a guy that's got to perform well.
All right, and the other thing is the secondary. This could be a real test of the secondary.
Well, because Buffalo has got, with Sammy Watkins and other people, and with Tyrod Taylor, by the way, Virginia Tech, okay, they've got the ability to move the ball through the air, plus LeSean McCoy, our nemesis formerly of the Eagles, is out there as well. Really a test, though, for the offensive line, and this is another reason that coaches will have their heart in their throat every time Cousins is out there. This Buffalo Bills defensive front is very aggressive.
They are.
They blitz more than the darn Jets because it used to be bad enough that Rex Ryan was the head coach. He has hired his brother Rob Ryan to coach the defense.
Yeah.
Now you've got Ryan squared. And so they'll be coming after the quarterback because that's just what Ryans do.
Well, and what we know Kirk Cousins does when they come after the quarterback is he goes for his reliable tight end, Jordan Reed. Is he back now? Is he still suffering from an injury?
Jordan Reed missed the first two preseason games reportedly with a thumb injury. He will play in this game.
All right.
And that is important, not just for his preparation for the season, but what you said exactly, Larry, to dump the ball off. Now, Cousins, I think, is smart enough to know that even if Reed isn't open, if it looks like things are getting dicey, eat the ball.
I love all the you like that and all the craze about Kirk Cousins last year, and it was great, and they finished 500, and that's wonderful. But set Kirk Cousins aside for a moment. You look at the big wins last year for the Redskins. It's all about Jordan Reed. I mean, when he came back and got healthy, that's when they really took off. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's the combination.
Yeah, it is the combination, but that's another reason why sort of the untold story this season is the toy that's not there to play with, and that's first-round draft choice Josh Doctson, wide receiver out of TCU. Now, they've got Jordan Reed at tight end. Vernon Davis at tight end now they brought in.
Oh, that's right. I forgot from the 49ers.
Right, and he can still play. He can still run. And they've got a deep crew of wide receivers. If you add Josh Doctson to that group, it causes all kinds of problems to defenses. Now, they'll still be okay, but he won't play. Doctson won't play again this week, and he may end up being a scratch for the season because an Achilles injury is just not getting healthy.
Yeah. And you keep talking about this horn frog every week. You keep bringing up Doctson. You think he's the wild card for the Redskins.
It's all about toys, and this guy is a shiny bauble that'll cause some trouble when he's healthy.
You're feeling good about this season still.
You know, I'm feeling good for two reasons. One is that the Redskins won the division last year, and they're better in a lot of positions this year. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is, other than the Giants, I don't see the rest of the division being all that much better.
Really? You think the Giants are the big threat in the division?
A big threat, especially with Victor Cruz, their wide receiver, coming back from a long-term injury.
Well, the next time that you come to see us, we'll ask you for your official... We do this every year, your official prediction for the season win-loss, so be ready.
And every year I am exactly right on the win-loss number.
Wait a minute.
I don't remember that.
We have to go back and check the file.
Check the audio tape on that.
I'm not so sure that's, what are you, running for president? But have you got a foundation that we should know about?
I've already hacked your server and wiped it clean.
Our servers are secured. Trevor Maddich.
Trevor Maddich, thank you so much. It's now time at 7:15 for WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's been a good morning for most of the commute. Right now, the hang up on Virginia 95 is the crash. Northbound 95, right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway, looks like ambulance, fire truck, and you're all there in the left lane. So we have two right lanes getting by. So through Dale City, past Potomac Mills, watch for those delays. This will be before you get to the Occoquan. Once you get beyond the crash, wide open up through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume 395 through Landmark. Now let's go up for Marlboro. Had this long-standing incident. It was over to the shoulder. The pace was improving. Looks like a tow truck might be there, blocking a lane to pick up one of the cars on Route 4, right near Showplace Arena. If you're coming westbound or inbound Route 4, just after 301. Watch for police to direct you around there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. That's where we do have our delays this morning. They begin, though, at New Hampshire Avenue and around to George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, a lot of sunshine today, a high of around 97, but it's going to feel hotter than that. It's going to feel like 100 to 105. Tonight, a few passing clouds, a low of 77. Tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, in the low 90s. And currently in the nation's capital, temperature is a very pleasant 77 degrees. It is 717 on WMAL.
Well, it's more Olympics news. Not only do we have Olympian Ginny Thrasher, gold medalist in air rifle, coming up at 8:05 as our guest, but we also have to look back, of course, on the trials, tribulations, travails, and tantrums. I had to get one more alliterative T in there.
We love alliteration.
Of our one and only Ryan Lochte. That's right. Ryan Lochte is back in the news, and let me tell you everything you need to know to get through your day. First of all, the fine... upstanding police force and government officials of that pristine law and order, top-notch human rights Brazilian government have ordered Ryan Lochte to return to Rio de Janeiro to testify about his I love how they write this. I've got to point out this article. Oh, it's NBC News. To testify about his, air quotes, robbery claim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen this all over the place, that Ryan Lochte has to go and testify about his, air quotes, robbery claim. Mm-hmm. Can I just point out for a moment that there are a lot of stories about what happened that night, right? We've talked it to death, I think, right?
We have.
But there's one thing that everyone agrees on. The police agree on this. The government officials agree on this. The judge agrees on this. The media agrees with this. The swimmers all agree with this. There's one fact that happened that night that everyone agrees on, and that is that these swimmers were held at gunpoint until they handed money over.
Yeah.
So why is it a air quote robbery claim? It is a robbery. The only question is the details surrounding the robbery.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan Lochte has been summoned. The State Department is actually encouraging him to go back to... if you were advising your son, Ryan Lochte, would you say, hey, yeah, son, why don't you get on that plane and go back to Rio and submit yourself to questioning to the Rio police?
Yeah, I don't know that this is going to work out. I don't think he's going to go back.
What is the State Department thinking? We encourage you to go back
really?
And do this.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that.
Because they're morons, and they don't care. All right, well, so anyway, I doubt that's going to happen, but it is pretty hilarious that they are. And they're saying that he has to come back and talk about his false report to police. Based on all of my reporting and my reading about this story, I don't think he actually ever filed a report. Mm. But we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can be accused of filing a false report if you didn't file any report.
Yeah.
He may have made a false claim,
yes,
but he didn't file a report, as far as we know.
Yeah. So there you have that. Meanwhile, he has secured an endorsement deal. You know, he lost his Speedo endorsement, his Ralph Lauren endorsement, and all these. What?
No, I just...
What? The ongoing hemming commentary, it sounds like.
I have to say it, Larry. I just still think that although, you know, some of this was bad behavior on the part of the police, we can't ignore the bad behavior on the part of the athlete.
Yes, I'm not suggesting that we do. Does that keep us from reporting on what has happening in the news?
No, but I mean, it's not surprising to me he lost his endorsements after all that. But he's got a new one, right?
He does. He has a brand new endorsement, Brian Wilson, and it is with a cough lozenge company, Pine Brothers Cough Drops. I don't know what to tell you about that. It's just Pine Brothers. Apparently, according to advertising industry insiders.
What is the connection between swimming and cough drops?
I have no idea.
I mean, I understand the relationship between Speedo and swimming, but I don't understand why you would think instantly as a swimmer. Maybe it's, I don't know. I have no idea why a cough drop company would say, please be our representative.
This is why, Brian, and maybe you should take a lesson from this.
Okay.
The commercial says Pine Brothers. Softish throat drops are forgiving on your throat. We all make mistakes, but they're rarely given front page scrutiny.
Oh, that's good copy.
He's a great guy who has done incredible work with charities. I'm confident that Pine Brothers fans will support our decision to give Ryan a second chance. Mm. There, but for the grace of God, Brian Wilson. What did he say? We all make mistakes, but they're rarely given front page scrutiny. Mm. Maybe you should give a little generosity from your soul to poor Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, okay. I'll think that over. Okay, I thought it over. I'm not going to.
Meanwhile, Ryan Lochte is also apparently going to be joining the latest cast of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, there you go. There's your rehab right there.
The 23rd season of the show premieres on September 12th, and a person speaking on condition of anonymity told USA Today that Lochte has not been announced publicly, but he will be joining, and I'll be watching that.
Yeah, I bet you will.
It's
7:22.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Want to know the secret that those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Is that flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You will learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 1-800-863-7614 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-863-7614. 1-800-863-7614. Call now.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some progress is being made with this crash in Virginia. Interstate 95 northbound, right at the Prince William Parkway before you get to the Occoquan, before 123. Now, they've just have put all the cars that are involved in the crash over to the left shoulder, but we still have the ambulance and VDOT crews for safety blocking that left lane. Watch for delays as you come through Dale City, beginning right near Dale Boulevard again to the Prince William Parkway. And that's really the only delay that I see on the entire Interstate 95 between Stafford and the Beltway. 66, heavy, pushing in through Centerville, briefly through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. We'll take you around the Beltway topside, College Park to Silver Spring. 95 southbound, your heaviest delay extends onto that inner loop into that sun glare around toward Route 1 in College Park. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
97 this afternoon, sunshine, west-northwesterly breeze, a few passing clouds tonight, 77. Sunny tomorrow, 94. More sunshine on Sunday, low 90s, with dew points a little lower, so maybe a less humid weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 727 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. So here's a story about the Trump campaign's new CEO. As you know, he is Stephen K. Bannon, formerly of Breitbart.
Well, he's only on a leave of Breitbart. Breitbart has announced that as soon as the campaign is over, he will go right back to being the executive chairman of Breitbart,
well,
Stephen K. Bannon.
In 1996, apparently, he was involved in an incident that led to charges against him of misdemeanor domestic violence and dissuading a witness. This had to do with his then wife. They'd only been married about 7 months at the time. They got into a fight there. And in Santa Monica, and there was a 911 call that was hung up on, and so police...
Well, it went beyond hung up, but according to the report, Bannon took the phone from her and threw it across the room and broke the phone.
Well, that would cause the phone to go...
Yeah, that would do it.
And so the police go there. They have a policy, you know, when somebody calls 911 and then the phone goes dead, they have to go there and check things out. And eventually they got there. They said his then-wife claimed that Bannon had pulled at her neck and wrist during an altercation over finances, and the officer did see red marks on her neck and wrist that bolstered her account. However, the case never went to trial because she didn't show up for trial.
Yeah, that's according to the report in Politico. Now, the New York Post actually has the divorce papers, and according to a written testimony by this ex-wife in question, she said that Bannon and his attorney approached her and said, get out of town, take a few weeks off. If you take this to trial, we will bury you. I'm paraphrasing. We will bury you in the divorce, and you'll get nothing. And so he encouraged her to skip town and not show up for this case so that it would be a mistrial. I can tell you, obviously, you know, he never mentioned this when I worked there, and I didn't hear anything about it when I worked there. And when this story broke last night, I heard from a couple of current and former employees. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say this. Not one of them said, this doesn't sound like the Steve Bannon I know.
No.
Of course, if this was the campaign manager for the Hillary Clinton campaign, we probably wouldn't even heard about this story.
That's right. That's true. 7:29 now.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment, using the same quality process as the full price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
Coming up in just a moment, a really interesting day on the campaign trail where Hillary Clinton went after Donald Trump and basically called him a racist and tried to associate him with the KKK and white supremacists and a whole group of people. Man, what was that all about? We'll give you the details on it coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. In central Italy, strong aftershocks have been rattling residents and rescuers alike today as hopes begin to fade that they'll find anyone else alive in the earthquake rubble. The first funerals are scheduled for some of the 267 victims. The Donald Trump campaign's trying to sort their way through what has become a muddled message on illegal immigration.
What is clear is that the message is unclear, and the only one who can clear it up is Donald Trump. Listen to how he tried to clear up the message last night with Anderson Cooper.
There is no path to legalization.
You talk about paying
unless
back taxes,
people leave the country, unless, well, when they come back in, if they come back in, then they can start paying taxes.
So they still have
but
to
leave
the
country. But there is no path to legalization unless they leave the country and come back.
I've spoken to a number of Trump supporters who tell me that if Donald Trump in any way, quote unquote, softens his position on immigration, Trump is going to end up losing their votes.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, accuses Trump of unleashing the radical fringe within the Republican Party, including anti-Semites and white supremacists. Trump argues that Democrats have abandoned minority voters. Metro remains pretty tight-lipped about the criminal investigation into last month's derailment at East Falls Church. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld revealed little new information during a Metro board meeting. With schools set to start Monday in Montgomery County, some 2% of students, about 4,000 kids, still don't have the required immunizations. 4 days into the school year in Prince George's County, there are still some 3,700 kids there without their required shots. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,448, the Nasdaq at 52,20. 12. Sports Max Scherzer strikes out 10 over 8 innings as the Nats beat the Orioles to salvage one game of their 4-game series. And tonight, the Redskins host Buffalo at FedEx Field. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
The risk we're talking about in retirement is not whether the market will go up or down, but whether you'll outlive your assets. And so the right risk to take with the TSP is to make sure that your strategies involve some level of protection.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The crash, Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound, still the left lane blocked. Here we go. Delays as you approach Dale Boulevard, jam to the Prince William Parkway. This is before you get to 123, before the Occoquan. Stay to the right, the two right lanes getting by the crash. That's the only delay that we have on 95. Had been mostly enjoying that Friday light there. 66 as you push out of Manassas to Centerville. Some of the volume with us through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Now on the southeast, southwest freeway through town. The volume coming across the 14th Street Bridge and also off the 11th Street Bridge. And everybody pushing slowly into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel out toward New York Avenue. Inbound Suitland Parkway slows toward DC 295. Better in Upper Marlboro. You can take Route 4 now without much of a delay. Westbound after 301 near the Showplace Arena. Finally, that crash gone, as are the delays. Now for Metro Rail, for the morning rush hour, we have not had safe track surge activity this week. However, right now, I'm being told that Van Ness UDC is dealing with a power outage at the station. It affects the elevators, escalators, and fare gates, but the Van Ness station is still open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march, but really doesn't do much to our temperatures over the upcoming weekend. Mid-upper 90s today will feel over 100 with a good deal of sunshine and low to mid-90s over the weekend. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Stafford, 73 in Beltsville, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Olympian Jenny Thrasher. She's 19 years old. She's from Northern Virginia. She got a gold medal, and she's handy with a rifle. What's not to love about Olympian Jenny Thrasher? 8:05. 8:35, Brett Baer will join us from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connell.
Hillary Clinton thinks you're a racist if you're voting for Donald Trump. That's the message I took away from yesterday's remarkable speech, saying basically that the Republican Party has now been completely co-opted by white nationalists and the Klan. Here's some of her sparkling, witty eloquence.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
She's electrifying, isn't she? I would ask, by the way, Mrs. Clinton, when you say he wants to make America hate again, that suggests that at one point America did hate. Could you please tell us when was America a hateful nation? I think that's worth asking. Okay, no one's asking Hillary Clinton why the Communist Party of America is supporting her and endorsing her and why they want her to be president. Does that mean that she is, in fact, a communist? You may think so, I suppose. Are you tired of being called a racist at this point, since they've called every Republican and Republican politician and presidential candidate for the most part for the last 40 years racist? Do you think that it falls on deaf ears, or is this going to actually resonate? And since she's not talking to Trump and she's not talking to her voters, she's actually talking to you, the typical voter who is still making their decision or have made their decision and have decided to vote for Donald Trump. She's trying to put you into a box of being a racist and make you afraid to align yourself with Donald Trump because he's a racist. So it's your turn to respond to Hillary Clinton. What's your response? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. My short response is to Hillary Clinton, beyond what I've already said, is, you know what? Until you actually disavow and condemn the racist, lying monster that is Al Sharpton, you know, the man that you actually had to make a pilgrimage to New York to bow, scrape, and kiss the ring of before you could go forward with your presidential campaign, until you have anything critical and harsh to say about him and disavow he and the Black Lives Matter movement, which is based on a racist premise, I don't think you have much credibility on this, and we'll just leave it at that. What about you, 888-630-WMAO?
I've just seen something on Twitter which caught my attention on this. If Donald Trump was such a reprehensible human being, why was it that Hillary Clinton went to his wedding?
That's a great point.
I mean, really. I mean, if you really believe all that, then you wouldn't accept an invitation to the man's wedding, would you not? So I think, first of all, you know, she's doing this for political purposes, but it is the ugliest politics. And this ad that she put out yesterday, which tried to say, look, the people who are members of the KKK, people who are white supremacists, people who are neo-Nazis, they all just love Donald Trump. So you need to be very afraid of this man. Well, you have no control over who might support your positions. I mean, no more than, as you point out, the Communist Party likes Hillary Clinton's positions on some things. So that is so ridiculous and so really, really ugly to put up Donald Trump's name alongside the pictures of neo-Nazis. That's a smear. That's the nastiest campaign thing I think I've seen in a very long time.
Here's that ad.
A lot of Klan members like Donald Trump is because a lot of what he believes, we believe in. Donald Trump would be best for the job.
For president.
Yeah.
I am a farmer and white nationalist. Support Donald Trump.
Sending out all the illegals, building a wall, and a moratorium on Islamic immigration. That's very appealing to a lot of ordinary white people.
Running against Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists?
I don't know anything about white supremacists, so I don't know.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke? David Duke, of course, a former KKK member, sort of like Robert Byrd.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd. Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility, and I will remember him for many things.
Dan in Bethesda, you're first up on WMAL. What do you say, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Listen, thanks for taking the call. First of all, you know, my mother raised me to turn around and judge people, not by what they say, but by what they do. So let's take a look at the Clintons really quick. A few years back, the single, probably most racist senator of the 20th century was a guy named J. William Fulbright down in Arkansas. Okay, this guy is now known because he, in his last dying days, decided to create a scholarship. But other than that, this guy was as racist as could be. They put up a 10-foot statue of him down there in Arkansas, and who goes down there to sing his praises but old Slick Willie Clinton, and who's standing right by his side, not saying a word, but more praises, and that's Hillary.
You betcha, Dan. Thank you. It's a great point, but I just want to get everybody in. How about Bob in College Park? You're on WMAL. Go, Bob.
I say, every piece of racist garbage I've heard come out of a politician's mouth in the last 5 years has been from a Democrat. You want to talk about Joe Biden, if you have to have a slight Indian accent? Do you want to talk about Robert Byrd, who got on TV and said when he was growing up there were white ends and black ends? I mean, yeah. You want to talk about, you know, how about our good friend from Nevada? I know you I'm talking about, Mr. Reed. Hey. Every piece of racist garbage I've heard come out of a Democrat's mouth.
And yet Republicans are constantly in a position to have to, in some way, apologize and rationalize and continue to stand up there and say, I'm a Republican, but I'm not one of those racist Republicans. And that's sort of my point. I mean, you know, if you spend all of your time for 4 or 5 decades saying that every Republican is racist, then one day, if a racist actually does come around, well, your argument has pretty much been nullified. To paraphrase the great philosophical film The Incredibles,
yep.
If we're all super, then nobody's super. Mm. Well, if we're all racist, then I guess nobody's racist, Hillary Clinton. We'll continue in a moment at 7:44.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. You know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head, if you're like me, is, well, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, this is the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They have this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So there you got confidence in the vehicles and in the way you're going to be treated by Ted Britt. But it goes beyond that. You're going to be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you. Ted Britt, you're going to find best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles they've got in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got 2 Harley-Davidson locations. Why don't you go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt, and then you'll see what kind of great, great care they're going to give you from beginning to end with your relationship with them. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, all lanes have been reopened. Virginia, Interstate 95, the crash at the Prince William Parkway, everything to the shoulder, but there's still a lot to check out. A number of cars, number of police cars, tow trucks still there. We have delays as a result, Dale City to the Prince William Parkway, but that's the only delay that I'm seeing on the Interstate 95 pushing up toward the Beltway. Annandale, sluggish to get past the Little River Turnpike, again north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. That volume starting to fill in for the rush hour. Definitely packed on the southeast-southwest freeway each direction to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, delays volume. And here we go, DC 295 northbound crash at East Capitol Street. Southbound, we have the volume coming off of 50. BW Parkway's been okay coming out of Chevrolet. And inbound Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up before Route 5, and that'll continue toward Alabama Avenue along the way. Had a report of a broken down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are very warm this morning. May see a little overcast, but if I say a good deal of sunshine, that means a lot of sunshine out there. 97 humid degrees, will feel over 100, probably between 100 and 105. Tonight, some clouds, warm, 77. Sunshine, 94 tomorrow. Now, dew points do come down, so a little less humid, and then still warm on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 7:47.
Mornings on the Mall here at WMAL,
yep.
Much like I'm guessing most industries and effective workplaces around our area,
right. Mm-hmm.
Requires coffee.
More than a little.
And lots of coffee. It is like the oil that keeps the entire Mornings on the Mall machine lubricated.
It's the fuel that keeps this machine going.
And so whenever there's something about coffee in the news, we always take notice, don't we?
We do.
All right, so guess this. Now, you may be addicted to coffee. You may have it as a, well, you're not addicted. It's just a healthy, regular habit that you've got to have. Well, apparently that habit might be partly genetic. Believe it or not, you may actually have something encoded in your DNA that makes you crave coffee more than somebody else. Are there people in your life who don't have the same sort of, you know, need for coffee the way you sometimes feel like you've got a need for coffee? It might be this genetic difference. According to this report out of The Guardian in the United Kingdom, your daily cup of coffee is possibly partly genetic. A gene appears to wield influence over the amount of coffee people drink and has been found by scientists who believe the section of DNA alters how caffeine is broken down in the body. And the way it's broken down is basically triggers your own need for more and more and more, and how it affects you.
In other words, if the gene causes your body to quickly process caffeine,
yes,
and the effects of the caffeine then run out,
yes,
you might drink more coffee.
Yes. Or you become a real miserable SOB.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just waiting for you to respond.
No, I wouldn't. You just looked at me. You can't just drop that and then look at me.
Italian villagers who carry a specific variant of the PDSS2 gene. PDSS2 gene, of course.
Yes. The PDSS2.
Can really be a bother sometimes.
I would have never guessed that was the gene.
They consume about one less cup of coffee per day, according to the non-carriers of that gene. The gene variant appears to affect people's coffee intake by slowing the metabolism of caffeine in the body. When caffeine is broken down more slowly, the stimulant lingers in the blood for longer and gives people a more enduring hit.
So some people have a gene that causes them to process caffeine more slowly, and therefore they don't need to drink as much.
Yep, and they researched...
if you don't have the gene, then you're likely to drink more coffee.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
And if you... they studied these Italian villagers to see...
Italian coffee, that's a whole different kind of coffee, yeah.
Researchers analyzed the genetic makeup of 370 people living in Puglia, southern Italy. And then another 843 from six villages in the Friuli Venezia region.
Very nice.
I really like the Friuli Venezia when you get some nice fresh basil on the side and some shaved Parmesan on top.
Yeah.
Oh, a good Friuli Venezia. Is there a restaurant in town that makes a good Friuli Venezia?
I don't know, but you would know of it if there were.
All of them were asked to complete a survey, which included a question about how many cups of coffee they drank each day, and then based on the number of cups of coffee, they checked the genetic makeup, and there's your match.
How many cups of coffee do you drink every day?
I really don't want to reveal.
No, really, honestly, how many?
There was a time when I tried to stop coffee and just drink tea.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I drink, because I have another round of coffee later in the afternoon.
Yes, I know, because you have another show, right. Yeah.
I would say I probably drink, on average, 12 cups a day.
I have pulled back on my coffee. I don't drink as much as I once did, but I start with a 5-hour energy drink and then have 2 cups of coffee.
Oh, well, that doesn't count, then. 2 cups? That's impressive.
But I'll tell you what happens on Saturday and Sunday when you wake up, if you haven't had the coffee, oh, man, that hurts.
7:51 on WMAL.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's 7:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk of CNBC. Here's Tanya Hansen.
Good morning. Janet Yellen speaks this morning. Wall Street will be listening. The Federal Reserve Chair will give an address on the economy at an annual central bank forum in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Investors will be listening for any hint on a timetable for the next interest rate hike. Stock futures are flat ahead of the speech. Volkswagen will pay $1.2 billion over the next 18 months to cover U.S. dealer losses. The new settlement comes in the wake of the German automaker admitting it cheated on diesel emissions tests. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the maker of Budweiser, says it plans to cut some 3% of its workforce after it completes its merger with rival SAB Miller. Stocks to watch today include GameStop, the video game retailer's second quarter revenue missed forecasts on weak sales. GameStop blames a lack of new titles and the push by game makers to get consumers to buy directly on their consoles. Snapchat is set to debut a new geo filter that shows the scores of local high school football games in real time. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you in through town. Two stalled cars in our way. It's on Suitland Parkway. Here's why we have delays. Inbound Suitland Parkway bunched up before you get to Route 5 to Alabama Avenue with a stalled car. You get a little bit of a break and then slow again to First Sterling just before 295 with our second stalled vehicle. DC 295 northbound crash near East Capitol Street. Southbound slow on the approach. Heavy in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Delays each direction on the southeast southwest freeway. Virginia 95 are slow. Lowest stretch, Dale City heading toward Woodbridge. The crash at the Prince William Parkway, now to the shoulder. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-upper 90s today, might be around 97. It'll feel over 100. Good deal sunshine. Might back down the humidity just a bit. Temperature staying in the 90s over the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 78 degrees at 7:56.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Tony Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Good news. There's still time to enroll in a bachelor's or master's degree program at UMUC, a respected state university. But hurry, classes are starting soon. Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll speak to gold medalist Ginny Thrasher, Virginia's own.
Also, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, and someone shot a drone out of the sky over a Hollywood star's home in Northern Virginia. We'll tell you that story. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.